Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first crazy story, an entitled hairdresser burns the hair of one of her clients while trying to diet. However, even though she realizes her client's hair is literally burning, she just keeps going, doesn't even stop, doesn't even care. Let's get into it. Entitled hairdresser burns my head. This happened around 4 years ago, but this lady still works in the same salon and has been a jerk to all her customers. When I was 14 or 15 years old, my mum said I could bleach my hair. I wanted to dye it with semi-permanent blue, but my hair was too dark. We went to the salon, the woman said she'd happily do it on me. Many won't until you're over 18. And she started the process. About a quarter of the way through, my head started to really burn. It's important to note, she didn't do any kind of spot test or test for allergies, and I was too young to realise that I needed to do that. My mum hadn't realised she didn't either. She refused, though, to take it off because your hair will be orange. And my mum, who's had hers done in this salon many times, didn't realise I was serious when I said it burned. By the time I'm finished, I'm trying hard not to cry, and I'm in a lot of pain. She sends us home, and the next morning, I showed my mum my head. My scalp was burnt, to the point where there was dried blood and peeling skin. This would have been present the day before, minus the peeling skin. The hairdresser would have seen it, but she didn't stop. My mum took me back, and this time, the manager, who was very sorry, was there. She was about to apply some stuff to try and suit the burning when the entitled one comes in. She says I'm overreacting, that I'm just trying to get free hair treatment and refuses to let anyone do anything. Her entitlement was insane, and if at the time I'd been aware of my legal rights in my country, I would have contacted the police. The salon owner, by the way, is too scared to fire her, since they're family. We ended up leaving after the woman began swearing at us and being really rude to me. The very quiet kid who had said nothing but, yeah, it really hurts. Long story short, I've never gone back there and I haven't dyed my hair again. I never got around to the semi-permanent blue either because it took a few months for the burning to heal. First of all, that entitled woman should not be working in a hair salon, or to be honest, working with any other humans clearly if she doesn't care for your basic safety or health. That is mad. Just knowing that your hair is burning you and saying, I don't care, I just want to get this job done and get out of here. Second of all, the manager, who, you know, has obviously employed a member of her family, to not be strong enough to say, you know what, actually, you've burned someone there, I'm going to fire you just because you're family with them. That's really poor in my opinion. And third of all, you know, this person, OP, is now going to be scarred from ever getting their hair dyed. And getting your hair dyed is a fun thing, you know, even I've done it, although to be honest mine was a dare, but I still did it. It was a forfeit, but I did it. I'll put a picture on screen right now. For those of you that don't know, I did have my hair dyed. It was quite a fun experience, I'll be honest. If my head had burned though and I'd been bloody and got scabs and stuff, I probably wouldn't go and do it again. So ultimately, this one entitled hairdresser is literally costing the salon money. Don't get it. Get rid of her. Weird. Now moving on to our second post, the bane of blacksmiths. So a little bit of background. When I was around 14, I got into forging knives with the most basic equipment. Literally just charcoal and fire bricks for the forge and a hammer and tongs for my actual equipment. And I've been doing this for roughly 6 years, like once or twice a week. Now when COVID started, I had a whole lot more time on my hands as my work was closed for 4 months, but reopened with limited hours. So now I have more time, but I still have income. So I've decided I'd put a little money into my forge equipment. This happened last week. Out of courtesy to my neighbours, I told all my neighbours that I'd be making more noise, as I was picking up the frequency that I use my forge as I got new equipment. All of who were fine with it, one of them being excited, as he wanted me to make him a knife. Everyone except one person though, my next door neighbour, who I'll call Kay. Can you guess which name that stands for? Now, Karen, I'm assuming there, used to be friendly towards my family until about 4 years ago, due to her not respecting our political views. So we stopped inviting her over and really tended to avoid her, since she tried to make arguments at every turn. At most, I'll say good morning and ask, how are you? Anyways, I'm kind of off track. The issue she had with it was, I don't want you polluting my yard with the smoke it's gonna make. And despite me explaining it's a propane forge, it doesn't produce much of any smoke, she still demanded that I don't do it. I ignored that, of course, as she cannot tell me what I can and can't do on my own property, and it was really just a formality to let my neighbours know. So, I set up my forge in my backyard, put down gravel so there wasn't any fire hazard, lined it with bricks, and was putting the forge together and fixing it to the large flat stone I decided to set it on. She comes over as I'm doing this and walks into my backyard without me noticing, and opens with, "I said you can't do that!" I jump, as I had no clue she was there, and that was when the fun starts. She begins yelling about how I said I wouldn't put anything back there. I didn't. How'd she get the Homeowners Association involved, of which our neighbourhood doesn't even have one? And when I informed her of that, she threatened to call the police, which was ridiculous. I responded with, "Get off my land before I call the cops on you." And she left, and I kept setting up my forge. A week passes, I treat the forge with no issues, and as of 2 days ago, I was working on my first knife out of it, when a guy walks up to my fence and asks if I was the homeowner. I respond, yes, look up from my forge, and who's about 50 feet away on the sidewalk with her arms crossed and a smug look on her face? Karen. So I ask what I can do for him, and he says, "I'm with the county. I'm a building inspector, and I got a report from your neighbours that you were building a permanent structure without a permit." I say, "No, the last thing I built was this," and I gestured at my forge. He looks around and says, "Are you planning on building anything or expanding any existing structure?" I respond, "Nope." And he simply writes it down and asks what it is, and me and him chat about the forge for about 15 minutes. Before Karen, who is irritated because I'm not getting in trouble, storms over and in her shrill, annoying voice demands, "What are you doing? He broke county ordinance, so make him get rid of it." And the following conversation was essentially just, "No, I didn't. Yeah, nothing's wrong here." And it ended with her walking off and then driving off in her SUV. The inspector was cool and we chatted for a bit longer. Cut to yesterday, I walk out to start the forge, and while I'm getting ready to start the propane, I notice something pretty important. The line feeding into my forge is cut, and the bracket and copper tube on the tank is bent inwards, with one of the bricks on the border of the gravel laying about 6 feet away in the grass. I'm confused for a minute, before realizing what happened here. I take out my phone to check my backyard motion camera to see if there's any movement, and sure enough, there was movement through the night. The normal wildlife. A fox, two raccoons running outside the fence.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A house cat and Karen walking into my backyard with what looked like garden shears. And about 5 minutes later, her jogging out of my yard. So, after downloading the footage to my phone and computer, taking pictures of the damage, and ordering new parts for my forge, I called the non-emergency police number and talked with the police. Shared the footage with them, and they wrote down some info, and walked over to her house and tried to get an explanation. But she just yelled at them until they had heard enough, and placed her under arrest, which didn't exactly calm her down, as she was wailing and screeching like a banshee the whole way to the car, yelling some pretty harsh obscenities at me, the officers, and another neighbour as he walked out and asked me what was happening. Wait, he wasn't even involved and he still got the wrath of Karen? Jesus. As of right now, she's facing one charge of breaking and entering, one charge of vandalism, one charge of disorderly conduct, and one charge of resisting arrest, as she kicked one of the officers while they put her in the car. I have an appointment with a small claims lawyer tomorrow, and me and my dad have been laughing our butts off at how crazy she was. And to Karen, if you see this, as I know you're on Reddit, I'll see you in court. I hope your night in the county jail was pleasant. Now that is not the end of this, because there are actually a couple of updates to get through. The first coming on the 17th of February, 10:55 p.m. Her family has called me 3 times today, trying to get me to drop charges. Each person straying from slightly entitled reasonings to inane babbling. I've informed each one that I was recording at the beginning of each call. Her son called and begged me to drop charges. When I told him, as any reasonable person would know, as it could have hurt or killed me, I distinctly remember he called me an insensitive Republican idiot and proceeded to call me quite a few more slurs. I'm not even a Republican. Anyway, when I reminded him I was recording the call, he went down the "I didn't give you consent to record me" path. He hung up as soon as I pointed out I had a recording of this. And a second update, from the 22nd of February. After about a week or so of dealing with her relatively normal daughter, they're going to be paying a nice little fee. I'm not going to disclose the exact amount, but let's just say I can pay off my truck and then some, as well as her having to move out of the neighbourhood and agree to never contact me or go near my property again for a minimum of 5 years. In other words, she has to sell her house, to which her daughter is buying and plans to rent it out, and she'll be gone by March the 15th. As well as this, the daughter was nice enough to throw in some nice forging tools too, so that was nice. Now, to be fair to Karen on this one, neighbour noise is, you know, obviously very annoying, especially if it's a lot of banging or whatever. I mean, for me, I have a lot of construction work going on around my house at the moment, and it does make recording these videos quite annoying, as I have to kind of like pick and choose what times I can record, obviously due to noise issues. But when someone's just doing a little bit of forging, you know, on their own, in their garage or whatever, it's not going to be that loud, is it? And surely, before you, you know, go and trash up their entire forge, you come to some sort of an agreement with them and say, look, this is going to be a bit annoying, this noise. Maybe you have a baby or, you know, you make videos on the internet like me, which requires quiet, but you surely go to them and say, can we like come to some sort of arrangement? Can you only make knives at this time and then I can do my recording at this time, or do whatever else that I have a bit of silence for at another time? Because as OP says, ultimately it is their land. They can do what they want on the land. I mean, the only issue comes when you're annoying your neighbors. I mean, I don't know. They should have come to some arrangement, is what I'm trying to say, before this Karen goes and just smashes up their whole property, which obviously is illegal. And yes, after kicking a police officer, that's going to get you sent down for a little bit of time, that's for sure. She jumped a little bit of a step, is all I'm saying. Like, I'd never do that, but I would have at least, you know, accepted that a lot of noise is going to be a little bit annoying, of course. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you want more from me right away, then you can check out the playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos on screen right there. If you are new to my channel, please consider hitting this button and then turning the notifications on there so you never miss one of my daily Reddit videos. And if you're a big fan and you don't know what this is, check it out. Click it. It's fun. Just give it a click for more videos from me. Anyway, guys, I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new upload. Have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.